Chapter 48, Executing the Plan. Location, Lenticular Territory. Nimbus thought he would listen to Michael's advice and get the hardest clouds out of the way first, the lenticulars. Since they would be his first real challenge, he needed all the strength to deal with them. At first, he had no trouble getting them to join in. They were organized and calm, seeming to be a pretty stable bunch. He was fascinated by their shapes and uniqueness, appearing more like the aliens in the cloud world. Some even looked like flying saucers in the sky. Not depending on the mountain waves of air, they came and went at will. However, Nimbus knew the lenticular clouds could be unstable if they got bored or wanted to show off their abilities. They had a reputation for making people scream in the airplanes, especially when they flew over the Rocky Mountains in Colorado heading for Denver. It would be a rough ride, almost like taking a river raft trip down the Arkansas River in May on turbulent rapids. When the pilot announced, "Make sure that your seatbelts are fastened, as we are going to be experiencing a few turbulence," he was actually saying, "Hang on for dear life, this isn't looking good." Those were the lenticulars. Explaining the end of the world scenario to the lenticulars was like talking to teenagers about the dangers of doing drugs. Most appeared to be listening, but underneath, he knew some of them were thrilled at the information and couldn't wait to experience it. "Look, clouds," Nimbus said, finally, after several explanations to quiet the grumbling. "If you want to participate, get the word out to spread over all the mountain ranges and wait for my orders. You'll be assisting the stratus clouds to keep a heavy veil in place so the sun's rays don't penetrate to the Earth's surface. Do I make myself clear?"
"That's it," a dome-looking cloud said. "Sounds pretty wispy to me." "What's this great plan you're not telling us about?" Lenny, the head of the lenticulars, asked, then added snidely, "Maybe if you clue us in, we could assist you better. And to be fair, who, what, and why are you in charge?" "I got my orders from Archangel Michael, who got his orders from the one and only. This is no joke."
"Can you prove it?"
"What I have to say will prove it, so listen up and I will tell you what I know."
Nimbus had grown twice in size in seconds as he explained his mission to gather all the clouds for the big storm, the biggest storm of all times. It wasn't going to be like the Ice Age. It was only going to last 48 hours, and every cloud had an important part.
48 hours to do what? Lenny asked sarcastically.
"Rain!"
"What?"
There was commotion and rumbling, sparking and glowing in the group.
"Not you," Nimbus said. "I already told you your mission. The rain will come from the armies of cumulonimbus clouds that have gathered at the North Pole. Some will stay in the Arctic Circle. When Archangel Michael gives the orders, we start to rain, and rain for 48 hours. This will melt the polar ice cap, flooding enough to reach most of the lowest lands. It's a domino effect."
Nimbus paused and looked sharply at Lenny, who was spellbound.
"Are you with me so far?"
Lenny nodded.
"And that's it," Nimbus continued. "You just have to help the lower-lying clouds reflect the sun's rays and keep those rays pointing upward. The altos and congestus and lower-level cumulus will do all the work bending the rays to the Arctic Circle. If you haven't figured it out, that will keep our rain from freezing into snow. We will rain long enough to get the point across without total destruction. Hopefully, it will be enough to stop the human beings in their tracks and get them to rethink what is the real value." "Seriously?" Lenny asked. "And how is all this flooding going to change anything?"
"As the slow melting of the ice caps start flooding their lands," Nimbus continued, "the action will be the first threat to scare the human beings straight and get them to wake up.
there will be time to turn their activities around through cooperation before all is lost and life ceases as we know it.
No fire and brimstone? Lenny asks with a smirk. It really sounds like a slow drowning, like lobsters in a pot as the heat is turned up.
Lenny laughed, and the others joined in. Then he said with attitude,
Oh, seriously, it all sounds acceptable and doable, but who crowned you the Prince of Darkness?
Nimbus looked over the crowd and asked himself, How do I convince them? What would Dad do? Then he couldn't believe he just asked himself that. The crowd was grumbling, and as he was thinking of his dad, suddenly Nimbus felt the expansion in his mass and his tower getting mightier. Then he heard his father say,
Marketing, son, you've got to sell your plan and make sure you are 100%. That's integrity. That's leadership.
Nimbus roared above the noise. Have you heard of the Tasmanian devil called the Taz? Well, I have spent hurricane season with him. Know the name Hurricane Ida? Yeah?
I was one of them, and I got the name Nitro Nimbus. Need I say more?
He knew he had to take control immediately or all was lost. As his tower grew bigger, he started to spin. Suddenly, even the lower altitudes of stratus clouds were listening. In fact, Nimbus's spinning had drawn them all into his center along with the lenticulars. They were in the eye of Nitro Nimbus.
If you want to be a part, get into position at your designated altitudes and wait for my orders, Nimbus roared through his spinning force. If you choose not to follow, get out of my space before I send you all to Kingdom Come. Ah, and I've been there, too.
Nimbus spun up swiftly, breaking wind. He left them all behind. It was a clear break, and all of the formations were stunned and confused at the instant blast-off of Nitro Nimbus. Without looking down, Nimbus hurried off towards the mountains.
I am supposed to get all the clouds to cooperate. Well, I guess I'm off to a good start.
Nimbus tried to calm himself, feeling extra frustrated from the cloud encounter. Suddenly, he heard loud commotion coming from below him, way below. It was a sky full of more stratus cumulus clouds, all mixing it up. He stopped his ascent and drifted down in altitude in search of the uproar. Nimbus looked back and saw that Lenny was leading the lenticulars not far behind. Their turbulence were making the large group of stratus clouds upset, and the cirrus clouds were scattered everywhere. They blended into each other so quickly that they lost their definition, which meant they lost their purpose. Nimbus looked across the horizon, seeing white sheets of cirrus trying to separate from each other like pulling cotton candy apart.
Did I ever ask the cirrus clouds to help? Nimbus wondered.
Nimbus thought of his mother.
I must have. They are great organizers.
The rumbling sounds were getting louder, and he steadied himself, ready to deal with more cloud groups. The stratus clouds, who always pretended that they were as bold and as powerful as the cumulus, were provoking the altos like bullies on a schoolyard. As the arguing and threatening kept escalating, the altos were building into thunderclouds. This didn't worry Nimbus, since, like Uncle Fractus, they were all show and no blow.
Hey, knock it off, he commanded.
He had grown into such an impressive tower that all the stratus stopped dead in their contrails, and the altos dissipated back to their regular size.
You are all a very important part of this world's change order. If you don't get yourselves under control and start cooperating, I will leave you to fend for yourselves. And it won't be a pretty sight.
What are we supposed to do? A larger-than-normal stratus asked.
Move higher in elevation towards the North Pole. Go as high as you can before you start to break up. Hold there and maintain the airspace. Your job is to block out the sun during the day. You will need thick layers.
Then thinking about his mother, he added, "And help out the cirrus below you. They are great at managing larger groups. They need a purpose, too."
"We can do that," the well-formed Stratus said.
What is your name? I'm putting you in charge," Nimbus said with authority.
"Stratus, sir," she replied.
Nimbus couldn't help but notice her extra long eyelashes and shapely mass. "Strata, I need you to lead the Altos without causing chaos."
"Yes, sir. Actually, we all get along pretty well."
"Then all Altos listen to me. Strata is your leader now. Maintain your respectful altitudes. Do I make myself clear to all of you?" All responded with vibrant excitement.
"And remember, each and every one of you is important in this mission. Do you believe in yourselves?"
"Yes, sir," they replied weakly.
"I can't hear you."
"Yes, sir."
Nitro Nimbus had been heard loud and clear.